Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's my pleasure and honor to be here with you to channel messages for you from the angels, answer your questions, provide mini readings, and more. So here I am. It's a cold autumn day here in New York City. A little rainy, and the leaves are all turning beautiful colors. And it is 11-1, November 1st, and 111 in angel numbers means that it's an urgent message that your thoughts are manifesting instantly. So keep your mindset focused upon your desires. Give any fearful thoughts to heaven for transmutation. So keep your thoughts positive because they are manifesting instantly. Powerful day, 111. And then it's 14. So it is a very powerful day, just to let you know. So my name again is Barbara Calvano. I'm a spiritual intuitive, a certified angel card reader from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine, and also a life coach. And you can find out more information about me at my website, which is bcalvanocoaching.com. And I use the word coaching in my practice because I really feel that divine guidance is coaching, it's counseling. And I can assist you in any area of your life where you might feel stopped, blocked, have some obstacles, whether it's your relationships, health, career, spirituality, with oracle cards and my intuition and my experience in having studied and taking a lot of courses in personal development. I can provide you with some ideas that may give you new directions. And my commitment is that you have what you want in this lifetime. You fulfill your life purpose with the utmost grace and ease. And I found that by working with the angels, partnering up with them, allowing them to coach me, I have had a lot easier time. And I've tried a lot of different methods, and I've got to say, working with the frequency, you'll hear me use that word a lot. It's kind of like a telephone line. It's like an internet connection. It is so quick. And when you open yourself up to that type of connection, strengthen what you already have, you move more fluidly through life with more joy, with more ease. And there always will be obstacles and blocks, but you can find yourself more like water, you know, kind of just flowing more. And I speak from experience. I'm older, you know, I will say I'm 60 years old, and I've been interested in ideas, creativity, since my 20s. My background is also as a dancer, as an artist, as an actor, and I love creativity. And what I saw was that in the arts, we had access to a lot of different ways of connecting the dots, allowing information in. And by sharing how to do that, how to trust your intuition, how to choose quickly, how to be decisive, how to move confidently, it can really make a huge impact on your life, in your relationships, in your health. So that's why I'm here. And as your angelic coach today, for the next hour, I'm going to be sharing the weekly angel card reading, which I do, for the upcoming week. And if there's time, a short guided meditation or reading, and then I'll take your listener calls for some readings. So also please follow me on Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching or at my website, and you can receive these weekly readings in your email and have access to them all week with the beautiful images of the cards. So November, you know, November here in the United States, we begin immediately preparing for Thanksgiving, and it's all about gratitude and that, and I chose the topic, the intention for the month, as embrace your divine radiance. Your radiant self shines light on all that is good, abundant, and divine. Allow the angels to support you in fully accessing your radiant self. Now, on any given day, many of us may not feel that way. We may not feel radiant. Radiance. That light, right? Radiant is light. There is a lightness in us that is shining. And it even may be dim at some times when we're feeling low or things are not going our way or we are even stuck or we're even held back by energies of frustration, anger, resentment, or, you know, any of the lower energies. And the angels can assist us to remove, let go more powerfully and effectively. And by doing that, we have access to our radiance. So each and every one of us is like a radiant star. And on some days, like I said, we feel more star-like than others. And the normal human being goes through life feeling a little clouded, like not so starry, not so divinely connected. You know, maybe there's a moment, temporary moment, when you get a promotion or something turns out well. But it's easy for our egos to go right back to, you know, life is a struggle. Life is hard. It's not easy, and I'm never going to be really happy. You know, there's, and yet we can buy things to make us look good and have the best technological devices and things and put on the makeup. But inside, we're not truly feeling like pure joy. So by working with your angels daily, you can connect with that. Are you going to be 100% happy and joyful all the time? I can't say. But I can say that you will have a connection in terms of, it's like Aikido, if you know that martial arts. You kind of are like the ninja. You see something coming, and you can just kind of like walk in a different direction. You just learn how to gracefully block your things coming at your way, block your reactions so that you don't get stuck. Allow yourself to be more peaceful, and it becomes a dance. So no thing is in a stuck energy pattern, like just unless you're pure enlightenment, which there are few beings on the planet that walk, you know, who are that. But for the most of us, we will learn practical tools, and then we will raise our vibration by eating better, detoxifying our environment with our friendships and our relationships. And we will choose accordingly to have a more peaceful life and actually therefore be more powerful and be more effective in all of our affairs. So I'm just talking a little bit about how to allow the angels to help you access your radiant self and mostly be in dialogue with them. You just talk to them like you're talking to me or listening to me. And by following any messages that you've been given already, and what would that be? You know, it could be something like, I need to cut back on caffeine. Something you've been thinking about for a while, but you keep thinking about it. Well, that's a message, because messages do come through our thoughts. Or perhaps a friend or family member has been saying, you know, maybe you shouldn't be spending so much money on all those things. You're not even wearing what you have, and you're buying all this, you know, kind of getting in your business, but perhaps they're looking out for you. Now, that could be a message also, to watch your budget. You know, we're getting messages all the time, but our ego says, I don't need to hear anybody. I'm fine, and I'm fine. But if you're listening today, you have a connection to knowing that there is, I want to say an easier, softer way, a phrase that is used in many 12-step programs, that many of us have been pushing really hard all of our lives for acceptance, for approval, to get successful, to get ahead, and it's left us very stressed, and it's left us at the end pretty unhappy, though we wouldn't tell everybody that, right? So here, quietly with your own angels, you can say everything that you need to say. You can ask them to remove and take out of your body and your mind and your anything that's not light and love. And we can do that right now, just as a short meditation before I begin the program. You know, just get into a relaxed state. If you're sitting, just relax. Take a deep breath in and out. And another one. And we're going to call upon Archangel Michael right now. And Archangel Michael, with your powerful sword of white light, please cut all cords of attachment between those who are listening now and on rebroadcast. Any connections between them and others, them and other thoughts that are not of light and love, please sever in all space and time all connections of lower energies. Breathe in and breathe out. And allow these cords of attachment just to drop away, just like ropes, they just drop away. We ask Archangel Michael also to assist us today with his beautiful emerald healing green light to heal all these cords of attachment. And how this may resonate for you is that you may feel and remember and know of having attachments to situations in the past that you know no longer serve you. You know that affects you in your progress of moving forward and moving ahead in your relationships and in your projects and in your career and in your health. Archangel Michael, now please bring your healing energy to each and every one of us who asks for your help in this moment. And with all this, thank you, and so it is. And you can call upon these archangels and more if you are already working with them. They are with you right there. Just they're holographic. They can be with everyone at one time. Pretty cool, right? And also, they are non-denominational, so they're not going to judge you if you didn't go to church and go to confession recently. There's none of that. They're for all people, all spiritual, all backgrounds, all religions, or no religions. It doesn't matter. For all human beings, vibrational beings of love, which you are. So I also want to go ahead and share with you, which I'm guided again. On some occasions I don't. The beautiful affirmation from Louise L. Hay. And please get this book if you have not already. You Can Heal Your Life. It is amazing. The power of your words, the power of your thoughts. That's all I can say. Can you imagine if everyone on the planet thought positive thoughts? Ridiculous, right? What would happen? Well, it doesn't even take the whole planet. If we have a certain number, it's the 100th monkey situation. I can't think of it. Critical mass. So if there's a certain amount of people that think positively, because not everybody will. It's not going to be their choice in this their lifetime, and that's their choice. But for the most of us that do, we can shift human consciousness. Did you know that if you're in a room with 10 people, and let's say 7, even 6 of them are positive, it's going to make a big difference in the room. Or even 7, right? So dare to be that positive one. Dare to be that corny one who really believes in peace on earth and love is the answer. Dare to be that person. So from her book, You Can Heal Your Life, here is the beautiful affirmation that I'd love to share. And I may even try some music behind it. So here we go. In the infinity of life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. I live in harmony and balance with everyone I know. Deep at the center of my being, there is an infinite well of love. I now allow this love to flow to the surface. It fills my heart, my body, my mind, my consciousness, my very being, and radiates out from me in all directions and returns to me multiplied. The more love I use and give, the more I have to give. The supply is endless. The use of love makes me feel good. It is an expression of my inner joy. I love myself. Therefore, I take loving care of my body. I lovingly feed it nourishing foods and beverages. I lovingly groom it and dress it, and my body lovingly responds to me with vibrant health and energy. I love myself, therefore I provide for myself a comfortable home, one that fills all my needs and is a pleasure to be in. I fill the rooms with the vibration of love so that all who enter, myself included, will feel this love and be nourished by it. I love myself, therefore I work at a job I truly enjoy doing, one that uses my creative talents and abilities. Working with and for people I love and who love me, and earning a good income. I love myself, therefore I behave and think in a loving way to all people, for I know that which I give out returns to me multiplied. I only attract loving people in my world, for they are a mirror of what I am. I love myself, therefore I forgive and totally release the past and all past experiences, and I am free. I love myself, therefore I live totally in the now, experiencing each moment as good and knowing that my future is bright and joyous and secure. For I am a beloved child of the universe, and the universe lovingly takes care of me now and forevermore. All is well in my world. And so it is. And again, this is from Louise Bell Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, which I first got back in the early 80s and have a well-worn, you know, issue of the book, and now I have a new one. You can learn so much from that book and her affirmations. Affirmations are truly, truly powerful. So let me close the music here. So thank you for allowing me to share that. It really changed my life from being a struggling. I was struggling as a dancer, working three jobs as a waitress, and ready to leave New York City when I really dug into the book and would say the affirmations, read them on the subway back and forth to my different jobs and home. And what did I create? I created getting married. I created living in a home where I have a beautiful garden in New York City, where I have flowers and plants, where I have beautiful cats, and I have radiant health. And I, you know, moved to becoming an actor, and now as an angel card reader and spiritual intuitive, it's allowed me to flow. And there were times where things were not great, you know, the situations that had happened, that did happen, but I was able to be fluid and not be stuck in the upset and in the anger. So it's a wonderful book. I highly recommend it. Okay, so then, now it's time to go to the weekly reading for the week, the upcoming week. And we have a powerful week coming up. And for those of you who have been listening, the last 2 weeks there was healing. One last week with our father, and then the week before with our mother. Quite interesting. And through addressing any issues or energies that needed to be let go completely, you know, not necessarily accepting the what has happened, but allowing ourselves to truly forgive the human being, openings occurred, great openings. And so this week I was guided to use the Archangel Power Tarot cards, and this reading is for starting next Monday, November 3rd, and going through next Sunday, the 9th. And it's a powerful week. What showed up were three major arcana cards, which means big changes. So there are, for those listening, big changes. And how can this be for all people, the reading? It is through focused intention that I ask the angels to provide me the messages that are for those who will be listening. And I act as a medium, a clearing, a channel, and this is how it occurs. So pure focused intention, and these were the messages. So for Monday, Tuesday, next week, we have the magician, Archangel Raziel. And the message is, you can manifest the life you want. What you need will magically appear. Successful beginnings. Now, in order to have magic appear, one has to be open and willing for magic. And I could be in a room with the people and ask, please raise your hand if you believe in magic. Wouldn't you agree with me? Not everybody would raise their hand. Not everybody. So hopefully those who are listening in the meditation I did about releasing and cutting cords of attachment to frustration, fear, anxiety, foreboding, and worry, that you could allow yourself to be open for magic. What is magic? Magic is something that's unexpected. Have a miracle. You know, miracles are everywhere, but if we're stuck in the past and if we're stuck in our anger and resentments, we might just miss the sign. We might just miss the miracle. So the magician is with us. Raziel helps us be in touch with divine wisdom from the past, and not just the past in this lifetime, but in past lifetimes. And we have access to that divine wisdom. How is that going to help us today? It allows us to see that manifestation can come in many different forms. It's not necessarily linear. You know, it allows us to be undeserving and have just abundance show up. So it could be work, it could be health, it could be a relationship. But just be open that you could manifest anything you want. Now, it's important for you to be clear about what you want. Take some moments and just think, what is it that you want to create? What is it that you wish for? Right now you have the magical touch. So allow that goodness. For some of us, we may have to just try this on because we've become so cynical or even non-believing in magic because we may have had hard things happen to us. So allow that little, I call it like the fluttering butterfly, you know, in your heart. Allow that childlike awe of believing in that twinkle, you know, Tinkerbell. Allow yourself to have that. And even for some of you, if it's a tiny opening in your heart, that's okay. You know, a tiny opening of light lights. It lights. So we have the magician with Raziel. And he is, he's going to help us take the initiative. He's going to help us with any type of guidance, bringing in supportive people. And for some of you, a windfall of abundance. And that, like, it could also be ideas. But, you know, all I can say is if you look at the image of the card, you could see in between his two hands he has the rainbow colors, and that is the aura of Raziel. So if you see a rainbow this week, that's even more support from Raziel for you. And he's, you know, his name, it means secrets. He knows the secrets. So really allow yourself that beautiful energy for Monday, Tuesday, the beginning of the week. Also, the gemstone associated with him is clear crystal. So be with your quartz crystals. Wear it more often. Allow it to, you know, help you with this manifestation. So once again, what wish are you trying to make come true? That one right there, that wish. Whether it's a new home, a new job, a new relationship, Raziel can help you this week with that. And be open for the signs. And then for the middle of the week, we have the Emperor. We have Archangel Uriel. And this is a great card. It says stability and efficiency, taking charge of a situation, ambitious plans. So with this opening that's going to occur for you on Monday, Tuesday, you have this incredible energy of Archangel Uriel, whose name means the light of God, giving you this empowerment And he talks about leadership. So, you know, even in any area of your life, you need to take leadership. Whether it's your relationship, you need to take charge. You need to take control of your desires, of your communications, in your projects with your work and in your health. Be a leader. Allow that leadership because it can change everything. And it says it's time for you to do that. If you've not stepped up, it's time. And Uriel can provide you with brilliant new ideas on how to make it a success. So literally, you know, that, oh, that thought, or, oh, I got it. You know, it's this knowingness that just comes in like a flash of light. That's Uriel working with you. And his halo or aura is yellow, and the gemstone is amber. So if you have a piece of amber, you can actually, you know, be with that stone with its energy and vibration. So Uriel is the angel of great ideas and epiphanies. So be prepared for an idea that's going to give you a whole new, I like to call it direction, a whole new door that you can open in regards to something that you wanted that wish with, right, from the beginning of the week. So he can help you see your way clear to the next step and give you these moments of revelation that seem like they come out of nowhere, but he's right there helping you. So ask Uriel for assistance, just like you're listening to me or talking to a friend. That's all you need to do. So for the end of the week, we also have Uriel again. So really be prepared for epiphanies, those ideas, those thoughts that just kind of like, whoa, I never would have thought of that. You know, allow yourself to be open that your particular box of thinking, which we all tend to have, you know, after a while we've got our little box that we think inside of. Allow it to be porous. Allow an input of a lot of new energy and ideas. So the message for Friday and Saturday and Sunday of next week is the sun. We have the sun. Life is wonderful. Thrive through the power of positive thinking and inspiring success. So when you put these messages all together, it's a very powerful week. Now, allow yourself that gift. Allow your radiant being to shine. When you allow that energy to be open to receiving the light also. So it says, life is wonderful, great things are headed your way, and your plans will exceed your wildest dreams. Could you let yourself have that? You know, that is when my life changed, when I realized that I could not. You know, I could not be an opening for magic, or I could not have something happen beyond my wildest dreams because things just didn't happen that way for me in my family, how I was brought up. It just wasn't part of kind of like the box that I lived in. So I'm here to let you know that when you can shift, like change the channel, you know, just shift and allow, just be willing to take it on, things can start happening. It's a thought. It's a different thought. One way is, I know how things are going to turn out because this is usually how they turn out. And then there's, I can live in uncertainty. I can live in not knowing where the magic is going to come from and support, but I am an opening for love and support. I am an opening to receive, and I deserve to receive. All right? So there's a shift between being, you know, being right and having it already figured out and being open in the total unlimited possibilities. And be totally open that you may not know where and how things could happen. But that childlike wonder allows the angels to contribute to you. That is the beautiful angelic energy, actually, being in that open-hearted faith and trust. So Uriel is the archangel, as I said, of brilliant ideas that come in golden flashes of light. Some of you may see that. You know, call upon Uriel whenever you're searching for a sunny disposition, like you even need to feel sunnier, in quotes. And that is also going to bring success and abundance. So we have a powerful week next week. It really is about you allowing yourself to believe in yourself and those around you during this magical time of your life. And I think I pretty much, you know, covered what needs to happen. You know, when you catch yourself being non-believing, okay, don't beat yourself up for it, but just acknowledge it. You know, I just don't believe it. I don't think I can see magic. You know, I know what hard work is. I know what struggle is, but I don't know what grace and ease is. Well, okay, acknowledge that. And just like someone would to hand you a box, a gift that had a ribbon around it, and you open it up, and inside the box was a message that says, go down the street, turn right, you know, walk ahead 10 yards, and there you're going to find, you know, a stone or something. And I'm just making a real simple example. It's just a matter of ourselves allowing ourselves to be happy and to take some coaching. You know, I'm not a fortune teller. I don't tell people their fortunes. Normally in my angel card readings, it's about giving coaching, guidance. Each one of us has to take actions. And in this upcoming week, please take those actions. And if the first action has to be, I'm going to open my heart, you know, to magic this week, and having dreams beyond my wildest, you know, ideas and feelings come true. And in those moments, that's when you meet your future husband. That's when you have a business opportunity that you couldn't even make up. Or you get an idea to take that class that you would never put yourself into, but it's secretly so buried in your heart. So these are part of your divine radiance. Allow that radiance to shine. Allow it to come to the surface. And so even after today's reading later on, you may feel emotions. And that's good. Let them come up. Let them come up, because deep within us is that divine radiance, that prana, that chi, that ki, the beautiful life force energy. So to receive this reading in your email, which I will type up on Monday and share it with others, you know, come to my website at bcalvanocoaching.com and add your email to my list, and you can receive it and have it with you all during the week and see the beautiful images on the cards. All right, so that was my reading for the week. I'm going to take a brief break and then come back and then take your calls and do some angel card readings for you. So I will be right back. It's Barbara Calvano, and welcome back to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I also wanted to give a short update on November 23rd. If you're in the New York City area, I will be at the Awaken Fair in Tarrytown, New York, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., giving readings, 15 and 30-minute readings, and you can find out more information about that at awakenfair.com. And also stay tuned. If you add yourself to my email list, you can find out about classes I will be giving in the area here in Manhattan and in Queens, New York, on sound healing and the power of connecting with your sound. You know, each of us has our own unique sound. Each and every one of us has a completely different note. And when you are in touch with that note, the sound that's your authentic sound, your vibration that comes from deep within you, not your head, the one that's through your heart, you connect more easily with people. You manifest more easily because your sound is speaking, not something different. And I'm just being very short with that right now, but it's something I'm really excited about because sound frequency is also the connecting vibration of angels. That's a whole other topic, but you can see that if you connect with peace, that energy has a particular feeling. Well, all feelings have frequencies. And, you know, the feeling of being upset or angry has a particular frequency. And also the frequency of meditation has a frequency. And so it's going to be a short workshop class that I will be giving, and we will be doing sounds in the different chakras. And you will have an experience of connecting with your angels and also connecting with your sound that is within your body that you will never forget. Let me just say. So I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller, and thank you all for waiting. And please let me know your name and your question, how we can help you today. The area code is 484.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What is your name, and how can we help you today?
My name is Santa, and I'm just open to any messages that the angels might have for me.
Okay, terrific. So I'm going to use the Archangel Michael deck for you, Santa, today. Okay? So
okay.
Here we go. Okay? So here we go. These are mini readings that I give, you know, on the air. And I do longer readings, you know, if you're ever interested. You can, you know, contact me, 15-minute, half-hour, 45-minute, and one-hour readings, too.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, so Santa, so the very first message from Archangel Michael is this. It says, the person that you're asking about is trustworthy. So if there's somebody that you were thinking about, that you, the angels are saying that you can trust this person. And Archangel Michael is saying, thank you for helping me have faith so I can open my heart wider in my relationships. It says, I am grateful for your protection, ensuring that only trustworthy people are in my life. So if you've been thinking about, maybe there's somebody that you're thinking about getting to know better, they're saying you can trust this person, that you just have to open up your heart even more. And then the next message in part of your reading says, you created this situation and you have the power to change it. So it says, thank you for letting me lean on your strength and for reminding me of my personal power. Please guide me to manifest and heal according to the divine will, creating peace and blessings for everyone involved. So basically, if you have had any heartache or if your heart has been broken by someone or you had a situation that was not very happy, saying mm-hmm. that, you know, the angels tell us sometimes we were part of the problem. We don't like to hear that, you know, but it takes two to tango, right? It takes two most of the time. So it says that, okay, so it's a picture of an angel at an easel painting. So if you created the situation, you can make it better. That's what Michael is trying to say. You can trust the situation. You can make it better. And the last part of the message is, this is your life's purpose. So what would that mean? It would mean for you to learn how to forgive and move on. You know, sometimes we think our life purpose is something really, I don't know, become the CEO of a company. Maybe for some, but for many of us it has to do with human being qualities. And here it says, this is your life purpose. And Archangel Michael, the prayer is, you know the details of my divine life purpose, and I ask you to help me be aligned with my goals. Please clearly guide my actions so that I'm taking the best steps to fully manifest my wonderful and meaningful career. So here it talks about career, but it also could be about a relationship because it did talk about being trusting of somebody. All right? So this is your message for today, you know, that the situation that you're in is exactly where you're supposed to be and it's part of your life purpose to be have a positive outlook about it, embrace it, know that, you know, how it turned out is partly your responsibility, so you can change it. You can make it better. And the angels are going to help you with that. All you have to do is ask for their support. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome,
you for your
message. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah. You too. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next caller is area code 404. Hello there.
Hey. Hi, how are you?
Hi, great. What is your name and how can we help you?
My name is Nydia, and I'm just looking for any message you may have for me.
Sure, Nydia. Sure. Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
Right, so I'm going to go right here to this deck. I'm doing the, it's called the Guardian Angels Tarot deck. So here we go. Or Nydia. Okay. And if you don't hear me shuffling loudly, that's because I don't do that. I do, I shuffle, but not that Las Vegas style. So here we go.
Aggressively.
Okay. This deck has 78 cards. It's kind of hard to shuffle all of them like that. So here we go. So I was guided to choose three cards for you. The very first message is, here, what this whole show is about, opening your heart. It says, open your heart, Nydia. It says, allow love to grow and bloom all around you. You've waited for this emotionally fulfilling experience for such a long time, and now the time has come. Make your choices by listening to your heart and then following the steps you're guided to take. Joy will lead you to a vibrant and healthy life. So it shows a woman with a man. Or, you know, it's a partnership. And it's about opening your heart. So now it says, go ahead and allow your love to bloom all around you. And then the second card has to do with love also. It says, a happy change. Your angels have heard your prayers and have banded together to create real and joyful changes in your life. Events are going to move quickly now. You may need to make some rapid decisions due to the suddenness of activity and be confident and trust the guidance you receive. So if it looks like you may have been getting some messages about opening your heart, taking these actions, whether, you know, sounds like dating or making some changes, you know, with the person that you're with right now. The third part of this message is five of action, and it says, your angels want you to know that your current challenge pushes you to be assertive and self-confident. So this whole reading is about movement, action, opening your heart, allowing. It says that be willing to stand up for yourself and defend your position. Have the right to excuse yourself from those who bring drama in your life. So that's the last part. I love this. You have the right to excuse yourself from those who bring drama into your life. So stand up for yourself. Okay?
Continue. Sorry.
So this is what you have. You know, you're opening your heart to what you really want, what you really care about. Changes are going to happen, but you're also going to be standing up, and you're going to be speaking and defending your position, and you're going to say no to drama and people who bring drama in your life. Angels are totally supporting you. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. It's exactly where I'm at.
Excellent. Don't you love it? And this confirms
it? Yes. It was so accurate. And I love the part where you say, stand up and stay away from the drama. That's exactly what I'm doing. Staying away
Excellent.
From the drama.
Excellent. And anytime you need a little help, just ask them, you know? Because sometimes we like, hey, I need support with this person. You know, all it will do is give you the confidence. It's going to give you the peace, because when we're peaceful, we're a lot better at communicating. So good luck with that. Very, very good.
Thank
good
you.
Work so that you're
Thank
ready
you.
For that.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. You too, Nydia. Have a good one. Okay, so the next area code is 780. Hello there.
Hello there. How's it going?
Very good. Who is this?
This is Jay calling from Canada.
Oh, hi, Jay. Good to hear from you.
How are you doing? Good to hear from you, too.
Yes. So what can we help you with today? What questions or what would you like to ask?
Hey, I just wonder if you can ask angels to actually help me with my class that I have on the 16th and 23rd, just to bring the right people into my class. I got two people ready and just looking for maybe three more. That'd be great. And just ask them for help, that's all.
Okay. So I'm going to see what, you know, as long as you, I'd say detached, what's right there for me to share with you is detach from the situation and cut any cords of attachment. If you were listening to the earlier part of the show, cut any cords of attachment to any fears that it won't turn out the way you wanted. Does that make sense? Ask
yep.
those cords to be cut, yeah. And as long as you take any actions that you're guided to take in terms of promoting, to do anything else that you need to do, do that. You may get an idea. You know, I could see someone registering, but, you know, inviting two of their friends so that it's three people registering together, you know.
Right.
So it could easily be that way. So allow yourself, as I shared the reading for the upcoming week, a lot of magic is available. It's, you know, we each one of us has to take a moment and see, okay, where have I been holding back on allowing the magic, you know, and then let go of that, asking the release of that, so we can be totally open to unexpected miracles, right? So, you know, if there, in a moment, take some time just in a short meditation just to see where you may be holding on to any resentment or holding on to any fear, and that will make a big difference, you know, to have that released. So I'm seeing what Archangel Michael has for you today in regards to this. Because that would be the only thing I would see, because sometimes when we have something coming up, we just get a little... Yeah, we get fearful, and that's an energy that blocks. Instead of being in touch with your contribution, being in touch with the service that you have to offer, being in love with the service that you have to offer, you know, being there versus the other direction, right? So here, I love this. This is from Archangel Michael. Jay, keep your eyes on your targeted intention, which probably is service. You know, it is service more than... What are my numbers, right? Thank you, Archangel Michael, for helping me focus on my inner vision and intention. I ask for your guidance in releasing any fears or doubts, granting me the confidence and courage to take action toward realizing my dreams. So beautiful. It's just so, you know, Archangel Michael is confirming what I was trying to say. And then here he also says prayer. You know, just pray. Pray a little more than usual if you find yourself getting a little anxious. And here the prayer says, Dear God and Archangel Michael, and anyone else you may pray to, such as Jesus, I ask for your divine intervention about this situation. I welcome your help, and I trust and follow your guidance with gratitude and grace. I need a miracle, and I ask that you send one to me in this situation quickly. Thank you and amen. So Archangel Michael is also letting you know how you can pray. You can be very, very succinct and say, I need it quickly, you know, and I need an answer. And then the third part is, oh, it's so beautiful. It says, your children are watched over by angels. So I don't really see it as your children, you know, your physical human children in this lifetime, but more as your students or your clients. It says, dear guardian angels of my children, born and unborn, and these, again, as I see, as your clients, thank you for watching over them and ensuring their happiness and safety. Please guide me so that I know the best ways to be a good parent or, you know, guide, a teacher, and a role model for my own and other people's children. So it really is about you being, you know, you're a giver and you're going to be sharing your information and wisdom. Know that these people are also, in some ways, children. That's the extra message that we're getting. So that if you can remind yourself to see that they also may have fears, that they may have insecurities, or, you know, just like you and I do, right? And when we can release them from ourselves, then we can allow them to be more peaceful and trusting also. So we do our work, and that will be the magnetic attraction to allow them to come forward and find you, you know. Allow Uriel, the archangel I talked about earlier in the weekly reading, to provide you with any new ideas. You may get some new ideas about how to attract them. But I'm guided also to say joy. You know, angels are saying, remind him of joy. When you're in a state of joy about what you're providing, you will attract more abundance. So if you've not been in joy, you know, the angels are reminding you, joy, happiness, but the state of joy. So if you need to do something to make yourself, you know, have more joy energy in your life, make sure you do that. You know, play, you know, make sure you do things that are lighthearted, whether it's, you know, seeing a funny movie or being outside and biking or, you know, walking or, you know, participating in your classes, your yoga classes that make you feel happy. Do that because that's going to bring in abundance. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So that is your message. You know, the main one is keep your eyes on your targeted intention. And, you know, more than just numbers, you know, I see it as your intention to make a difference in people's lives. That is your intention. Or you may have your own words and phrases that you use. But keep your focus on that, you know. Okay?
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you so much for the reading. What I'm going to do is download it. There's a lot of information there, so I'll do what you said there. I'll take a nice walk now and just think of what you said, what Archangel Michael said too.
Mm-hmm. Well, may I ask what your class is, since I have a little extra time?
Sure, it's my drumming class.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my drum making class. It's been good, actually, pretty good for the last 3 months, 4 months. This one's a little bit quiet, but I guess you got about. I just ordered some more extra drums just in case. So I'll just put it out there.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't do that much. Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Wow, no, it's 'cause something that I wanted to take here in the New York City area. It's something I've been putting on. I had put on my list. That's exciting.
Well,
that's exciting. Now, do you have a YouTube video of you playing your drums? Do you have that on your website? You know, I was just guided to
ask
that.
Yeah, on my website.
Say your website. Go ahead and say your website on my show. What is it?
Sure. It's bangthedrum.ca. That's bangthedrum.ca.
Uh-huh.
And,
okay.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for letting me do that. I'll maybe post it in the website or on your chat room so you can take a look at the videos and articles.
On my website, you can post it there also so people can see it. You know, just do it in the comment section on my bcalvanocoaching.com. But that sounds amazing. Wow. Because my whole throne right now, I'm thrown to vibration and frequency and sound. And I really feel that in the next year and the next even coming months, the power of drumming, sound, and mantra is going to be off the roof. Off the roof.
Mm. Too bad you didn't learn closer. I can take one of my classes and you can.
Yeah. Which town are you in? Which city? Are you in Toronto?
No, I'm way farther east. East than that, or west than that.
Okay.
So I'm near basically Montana area, if you want to do that.
Oh, wow.
But that's
beautiful there. So beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds amazing. Yes, and, you know, if you have, send me your information, because I'll check it out. Definitely.
Sure.
Definitely.
Thank
cool
you much.
Is that? Yeah, exciting. Well, I got to go now, and thank you. It's great hearing from you, Jay. I'm excited to check out your website. Everyone also, bangthedrum.ca for Canada.
Thank you.
Okay.
For Canada.
All right. Take care, and thank you so much for calling. Good luck with it all. I feel that it's going to go well. go well.
Thank you.
I'm guided to ask one more question. Are you affiliated or you connect with any particular tribe, any Indian tribe?
No, I'm mostly the Blackfoot, but I'm non-native, so,
okay.
But I'm
okay.
With the, yeah.
Okay, but that energy, but it's because it's, I really feel it coming from you, and just, yeah, you may, and do you, are you, I was going to say counseled, do you have any of the Indian guides assist you in your meditations?
Yes.
Or anything like that? Okay, excellent.
Oh, yeah, I have guides for me, yeah.
Beautiful. Yay. Beautiful. Well, thank you. I feel really good about knowing this. It's made a difference.
You're welcome. We'll have to connect some way.
Yeah.
And yeah, that'd be great if you like to know more about the drumming aspect of it too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I think everyone should have a drum, you know, instead of a, yeah,
yes.
We're going to slowly move all back to natural ways to heal ourselves. And it's moving to slow. It's slow, but it's becoming medium fast and faster. And there are more drumming circles now, more people making drums, more people back to mantra and understanding sound. And there's just more of us teaching and talking about it. So
mm-hmm.
It's a whole different day. It's a different day.
Yeah, it is.
So anyway, I got to go. But thank you again for calling and have a wonderful weekend, Jay. And enjoy.
I will. Thanks much. Thanks, Barbara. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening today. And if I didn't get to do a reading for you, please contact me at my Facebook page, B. Calvano Coaching, and message me there. And I will provide you with a mini reading. Thank you again. And have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to play a little bit of music from one of my new teachers that I'm reading his books and studying. His information is by Stuart Pierce, and it's a beautiful mantra that he's chanting. So have a wonderful weekend, everyone. I'll see you next week at 4 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Angel, light, and love. Bye-bye.